Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I do want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We're so grateful for your encouragement and support. Today in particular, we want to thank the sponsors of today's program, Blackburn Hamlet Community Church. We're really excited by the increasing role that different congregations have taken in sponsoring our broadcasts to engage in the evangelism outreach and the discipleship outreach of this program. Your personal encouragement and support is so important to us, so please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to support and encourage you in your Christian walk. And if you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or the MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found on our website, goodnewschristianministries.ca or gncm.ca. Today I'm talking with Pastor Joel Charles of Shiloh Holiness Church, which is on Sevierville Road at Meadowbrook in Ottawa. Joel and I met when he was ministering in Rockland, and I've come to appreciate his faith and wisdom. Joel, it's good to have you on the program today.
Pastor Brian, it is good to be with you like this, and of course I greet all the listeners and supporters of this program.
What do you have in mind for our listeners today, Joel?
Well, today I want to encourage us all to have a winning year. We're still relatively new at the beginning of a new year, and a winning year is not a year without issues or challenges, but even in spite of the difficulties, we can still have a winning year. And key to having a successful year is living on purpose.
Agreed. Do you have a scripture for that?
Well, yeah, Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 13, many folks might know it. And we'll look at from verse 10, gives a little bit of context there. It says, "This is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." The passage shows that God has a plan for each person. And the challenge for each of us is to not just do things, to not just live. Because if God has a plan for us, we need to ask him about his plans for us. And then we need to live according to those plans. It's sort of like get God's plan, create a vision, have a mission for living. Because it is most miserable playing a part for which you are ill-suited. It's kind of like walking in shoes that don't fit. And in our world today, many people are dissatisfied. And I submit that dissatisfaction does not come from the absence of things, but rather the absence of direction. And so that's why we need a plan. The best person to get a plan from is God. Because unless you do something beyond what you've already mastered, you won't grow.
Thanks very much, Joel, for the introduction to the message. For the next few minutes, we're going to listen to a song by the a cappella group, This Hope. And the song is Shelter in the Time of Storm. And that's what Jesus provides for us.
That's right.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Secure whatever ill betide.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
A raging storm may round us beat.
A shelter in the time of storm.
shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, rock divine, no refuge dear,
a shelter in the time of storm.
Be thou our helper ever near,
a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus is our shelter in a time of storm, but today we want to focus on how he's also our purpose at all times, in difficulties and in good times. So what do we talk about? What are we talking about when we talk about this purpose of God? How do we get this direction from God?
Well, Pastor Brian, we get direction from God. It sounds basic, but it's very important. We have to believe that God has a plan and a purpose for us. We must understand that God is a purposeful God. Everything, every person God has created has a purpose. You know, you can tell a lot about your purpose by looking at you, your uniqueness, your interests, your joys, your passions. I mean, most times your cutting edge comes from your uniqueness. It's very important that we never let people or money or circumstances or power determine what we spend our lives doing. There's a parable in the Bible about the talents. And the master gives one guy 10 talents, another 5 talents, another 1 talent. Then he says, go and make the most of what I've given you. When we believe that God has a plan and a purpose for us, we also understand that we're not responsible for the talents we were not given, but we're all expected to make the most of what we have been given. So we get that direction when we choose to believe God has a plan, God has a purpose. But very important is also the matter of surrendering to God's control. The scripture says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, be connected to God and with each other. We must understand that God is about relationships. He's all about relationships. And so no matter your condition, no matter our circumstances, God always desires to be in relationship with us. Interesting reality is that God desired a family. Imagine that God desired a family. And so to make that happen, he sent Jesus Christ to earth. And so when we surrender to God's control by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, we become part of God's family. I believe that a truly winning life, to have a truly winning year, we need to be surrendered to God's control. As humans, we all have a God-shaped hole in our lives. And unfortunately, we try to fill it with different things. That could be money, career, popularity. But I'm coming to realize that only a relationship with God through Jesus Christ brings peace and contentment. So believing God has a purpose, surrendering to his control.
So when you're talking about this purpose, it's not what we have in mind that is our ambition to do, but it is affected by what God has put in us in terms of our passions and our desires. So we look to God and try to find what his plan is, what his ambition and dream for us is.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of people not living mm-hmm. in the purpose that God has for them. There must be some reasons why people aren't mm-hmm. living in the place and in the work and in the peace that God wants them to have. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that might hinder us? And let's be frank about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, one thing that could hinder an individual from living on purpose or living according to God's plan is lack of character. No matter how big the destiny, no matter how big the purpose, character is important. God is about building character. There's a biblical example, that of Joseph. Most of what he went through is about building character. Because a balanced and successful life requires character. So that means then that the challenges we face, they're not to destroy us, the difficulties, but rather to build character. Character is not something you get. It's something you build. And you build characters, you face life, and you make choices. It is said that good character helps us weather the storms of life. So character is key.
Yeah, well, that makes me think. You've mentioned the passage from Jeremiah where mm-hmm. he's sending them off to Babylon for 70 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. and Joseph, where he gets taken into slavery, mm-hmm. He's put into prison, mm-hmm. he is falsely accused, mm-hmm. he is forgotten after he gives some godly help to people. And through all that, we understand that God's working his plan. Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder whether part of the reason that sometimes we don't pursue God's plan is because we have a fear.
Of course, of course. And that is another key thing that hinders us from living on purpose, fear. Because the reality of it is we face so many fears, whether it's the fear of the supernatural. If I step out, will God come through for me? Fear of criticism. What will others think if I truly begin to do what I dream about or what God has put in me? Fear of failure. Fear of inadequacy. Am I good enough? Can I handle this thing that I think or that I desire? Some people are even fearful of succeeding. Even the fear of change. And so fear it can be a great hindrance to living the way we ought to live. But we must also remember that feelings are not facts. What you feel is not a reality. Feeling something does not make it true. Feelings lie all the time. So it'd be important then, I guess someone would wonder, well, how do I overcome that fear?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's fears sometimes people have been dealing with all their lives. Mm-hmm. There's fears that they've never taken had any idea how to overcome. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps that you would take?
Well, I mean, this is not the absolute final answer for sure on how do I overcome the fear. But one thing that is important is learn to do the thing you fear the most. Do the thing you fear the most. In other words, move against your fear, because fear begins to go away when you take action. You start moving and fear begins to vanish. There are some biblical examples, the children of Israel coming up to the Red Sea. The Egyptians were behind them. They were in a sort of cul-de-sac. They were hemmed in, but they moved against the fear. They stepped in and the waters parted. Again, they came up to the Jordan River. And the idea and the desire and the plan was to get to the other side. But once they stepped in, the waters backed up. So you overcome fear by moving against your fear. Things won't always work out, but always keep the right perspective. Never procrastinate. Persevere. Move against that fear.
Yeah. As we were talking before the show, we went over and I remember from that same period of time when the people of Israel were in the wilderness, it was fear mm-hmm. that kept them from going into the promised land when God told them to go. They heard some reports that it was going to be hard going mm-hmm. and they trusted those reports mm-hmm. and they were scared of their enemy mm-hmm. more than they trusted God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you wonder how it would have worked out differently mm-hmm. if they had the faith at that time mm-hmm. to step forward into the very place where they were afraid because they trusted God.
That's right.
If they don't, I suppose that those people actually did spend the rest of their lives mm-hmm. doing something that they didn't want to do mm-hmm. because they didn't move forward in the plan that God had for them. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if people have – I just want to go in a slightly different direction than mm-hmm. we had talked about, but what if somebody has missed the boat? Mm-hmm. What if they have turned away in fear? Is it always 40 years in the wilderness after that, or what does God do with people when they failed?
Well, the scripture talks about he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to fruition. The idea is – and that's what's amazing about God. We go through tests in life. Life is all a test, but God never gives us an F. He never fails us. He always allows us to start over and to do it again and do it again until we get it right. So even if one feels, I've missed the boat, I should have done this, wanted to have done this, I never did, it is never too late. And you'd be amazed. The scripture is full of examples of what God can do if we truly decide to trust him.
Absolutely. And that's the important message that in this, as we start a new year, mm-hmm. that there is opportunity for people to renew their covenant with
That's
God
right.
and
right.
to renew their commitment to walk the way God wants them to walk. Let's take a further look at that in a few moments mm-hmm. After we listen to this song, because one of the great things we can count on is that God has the power to make a change. And this next song, again by the a cappella group This Hope, says there is power, mm-hmm. power in the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment with the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Well, Joel, today we've been talking about God having a purpose for everyone's life, that He has a plan and that we can seek to understand His plan and His purpose for us. And that can help us from living an aimless, pointless life. Mm-hmm. Now, we started to get into the talking about what if people have missed the boat. Now, some Christians feel like they've let fear or they've let some fault, some lack of character interfere and ruin a plan that God had. Mm-hmm. But we serve a gracious God. We believe in a God who gives more than a second chance. Mm-hmm. So what about people who either have been walking with Christ but have stumbled along the way, or perhaps even some listeners who don't know Christ, who haven't actually received His grace in any way at this point? What's the story for them and their purpose?
Well, for certain, you don't want to spend the rest of your life doing what you were not supposed to be doing. And the beautiful thing about Scripture, about Jesus coming to earth, is the concept of grace. And the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. And when we grasp the reality that we live in a world flawed, a flawed world marred by sin, listen, our world is broken. No relationship works perfectly. We don't always get it right all the time. Even the weather doesn't work perfectly. The economy doesn't work perfectly. Our bodies don't work perfectly. That's why we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so the idea or the understanding is that Jesus has come to kind of shift the cards a little bit, to change the deck, to turn it around, to give us that winning hand. And it is in Him and through Him that even if we've missed it, when we come to Him in genuine confession, genuine conversation, sincerity of heart, we'll be amazed as to how He will take our errors, our failures, all of our mistakes and our qualities and work them for something good that He has designed us and destined us for.
Mm-hmm. And how does someone get in touch with this grace? A lot of people will say, "Well, I'm not a very religious person." How does someone talk to Jesus and seek that purpose?
Well, my belief is that talking to Jesus is no different than how we're talking. It's a matter of having a conversation. It's a matter of understanding that God is Emmanuel, the God that is with us. He's omnipresent. And simply a matter of opening our heart. As I said, we all have a God-shaped hole in us. And God is ever pursuing us. And He's always desiring to be in a relationship. And we simply need to have a conversation. "Lord, this is how I feel. This is what I feel. I just need You." And you'll be amazed as to what will begin to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Scripture says about those who call on the name of the mm-hmm. Lord, it doesn't say they'll necessarily see a flash of light.
Right, that's right.
It doesn't necessarily say they'll hear a mm-hmm. voice of thunder, mm-hmm. but it says that those who call upon the Lord will be saved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a great hope that it doesn't take a particular religious experience.
That's right.
It takes getting honest with God, doesn't it?
And that's the amazing thing about God, who just, if we can just grasp that he desires relationships. So that means in the car, on the farm, wherever you are, you simply pursue him, have a conversation, write the prayer. You'd be amazed how we'll experience him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you seek God's purpose in your life, and I know that you're a person who's seeking God's purpose, mm-hmm. What role does Scripture play in getting to know what God wants you to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so important. And when we think of the term manual, it means the mind of the maker. And so God has given, to me, the Scripture is the manual. And so if I want to, and since he created me, he's my maker, I've got to follow the manual that he's given mm-hmm. for my life. And so that's the role the Scripture plays. I get a good version of the Bible that I understand, and I read it. I try to do it often and daily. And I'm amazed as to the things I learn from it about me, who I am, and what my maker desires of me. And that's what I think all of us need to do.
Yeah. Very good. I want to introduce just one little concept here, mm-hmm. and I call it the idea of standing orders. Mm. That in the military, officers often have been given direction on a specific strategy they are supposed to be implementing, a hill they have to take mm-hmm. or whatever. But when they don't have those kinds of orders right in front of them, they always have their standing orders. Mm-hmm. Just this is the way you conduct yourself. And that's how you fulfill your purpose. Mm-hmm. You keep, you know, whether it's a guy in the foxhole just making sure his guns are clean,
right.
Making sure that the security is taken care of. Mm-hmm. The standing orders that we have from God about some very simple purposes, mm-hmm. very simple purposes that we do over and over again, like loving our enemy, mm-hmm. like seeking forgiveness, mm-hmm. giving forgiveness, mm-hmm. Praying to God, mm-hmm. reading the Scriptures. These are standing orders that we if we aren't hearing anything from God, mm-hmm. these are standing orders that we can fulfill our purpose in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. And would be amazed sometimes just sticking to those basic disciplines, the difference that they make. We oftentimes expecting huge things when sometimes it's the simple things that brings us the greatest victory or the greatest success or fulfillment.
That's great. Listen, Joel, it's been great talking with you about purpose today, and I really expect that our listeners are being blessed. And I do know that in your life, in your ministry, you're really pursuing God's purpose for you. There's some sacrifice involved mm-hmm, in that.
Yes.
There's discipline and attention, and there's also, I can see in your heart and in your life, there's joy and there's fulfillment in pursuing God. So thank you for sharing your heart and your mind with us today. Would you like to bring this to a close with prayer?
Yes, let's pray. Father, thank you that you have a plan for each life. I ask that you draw each listener into a close relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give strength, wisdom, healing, peace, and favor to each listener. And Lord, we thank you for the many blessings we have. But we ask that you bless our communities where we live and enable us to shine for you to have impact in this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Again, thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you, Pastor Barry.
Once again, I do want to thank you, our listeners, as well. Your encouragement and support is so helpful to us. You keep us on the air week by week. We wouldn't be doing this if there weren't people listening to the message, but we also wouldn't be able to do this if not for your financial support. So please, if you are able to, support our financial ministry. The Good News Ministries has only one major cost, and that's the cost of the radio time. The four hosts and our guest today were all volunteers, as well as the people who manage our website, organize our events, and operate our board. It's your gift that can help us meet that one vital expense, the cost of broadcasting, which enables us to reach you and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. I also want to remind you that this program is being listened to hundreds of times per week across the internet in all parts of the globe. We're just delighted that God is able to reach out in that way through this ministry, and we thank you for your help with that. If you do wish to make a donation, you can go to our website and do it there, or you can make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. we'll be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. Please also, I encourage you to tell others about this program. And you yourself, you know, listening to a radio show is a very good way to learn from the scriptures. But add to that, that you would worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. So now to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to an old hymn, at the cross where I first saw the light. This is also by the singing group This Hope from their album A Cappella Hymns. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. May the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Alas, indeed, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I?
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon
at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Where am
I? The sun in darkness hide, and shut his glories in, when Christ, the mighty Maker, died for man the creature seen. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love. Myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. And now I am happy all the day.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580